Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When our next guest went down, based on all the conversations we had about his contract and, you know, hadn't made the big money yet, I was sick, man. I was sitting in the office I'm in right now, and I was watching the Red Zone, and Tiki obviously knows my wife is from Dallas, and she's a huge Cowboys fan. And my daughter, she's now a Cowboys fan. My little guy's with me with the Jets, but Kinsley is a Cowboys fan. When Dak got hurt and the graphic nature of how he got hurt, my little daughter, who had just turned four, was crying hysterically. It was emotional, man. But that's the bad news. The good news is he's back. He's got his contract, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Dak, welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me. And tell your daughter Dak is back. I'm feeling good.
Woo! Hey, hey, Kins. Dak said he's back. He said he's feeling good, baby.
That's
Dak
funny.
Just said he's feeling good.
Hey, Dak, are you trademarking that? I kind of like that.
She's pumped.
It has a little ring to it, huh?
It does, man. I mean, obviously, that's what everybody's expecting. But, you know, first of all, like, congratulations on getting your deal done that BT was just alluding to. It's well deserved, and we're happy for you. Hopefully, you're on the mend. But, you know, first of all, how frustrating, damaging to your psyche was that injury, and how is your recovery coming at this point? It's the big question really around the NFL this offseason.
Yeah, I would say I wasn't damaging. It was challenging. Obviously, when you're immersed with something like that, you gotta find and dig within yourself and be resilient and just know that I have an amazing support system, starting obviously with my family, my friends, then going to the Cowboys and just the fan base. So just digging deeper, finding more about myself. It wasn't damaging. It was challenging, and I accepted that challenge. I'm excited. I'm back. I mean, I'm healthy. I'm getting close to being 100%, and I'm feeling game ready. So it was a challenge, as I said, but it was all it's part of it. I've taken it. I've embraced it, and I'll be a better player at the end of it.
Dak, even the way the Giants reacted, and by the way, we don't doubt that. You know, there are fewer people that I root for, like I root for you, that are not on my teams. Like, and I don't think I'm alone in that. Tiki's a former Giant. He roots for you because of what you've been through. We know your story with your mom, and it's just been a really tough road for you. You know, where you were drafted, you had to earn everything. But as you're getting carted off, even the Giants are clapping for you. Everybody's distraught. You know, I believe that you accepted the challenge. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the phone saying Dak is back. But as you're getting driven off the field, are you thinking about money at that point? Like, honestly, does money enter your equation at any point that early?
No, not at all. I've never played this game for the rewards and everything that comes with it. I played the game to be the best at what I do and just to play the most elite team game at the highest of levels. So at that moment right there, walking or getting carted off in tears in my eyes, it was all about knowing that my season was done, that I wasn't going to be able to finish that game and finish the rest of the season with my teammates. Hurts thinking about it now, but never in a million years did I think about money that was potentially up for grabs or whatever that I didn't get. The game's never been about money for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It hasn't been, but you made a lot of money with the new contract that you just signed, and congratulations again on that. But and it brings me actually, interestingly, to a question. You're sleeping better right now. One, because your bank account is full, at least going to be very full over the next few years. And Sleep Number, which is, we've all talked about this and we've heard about this for years with the NFL, as they've gotten very ingrained and in depth with the with performance and how to recover. And Sleep Number has been a big part of this. Tell us about your relationship with Sleep Number. One, what's your number and how much it's affected, I guess, your well-being in a lot of ways?
Yeah, so I mean, sleep is everything for me. And I got with Sleep Number the midway through my third year of my career. And I've been sleeping great since then. So well before the contract, thanks to Sleep Number. But as you said, it's their investment in just performance and showing me every aspect of how I can be a better player, from the heart rate variability to my sleep score. Average is an 82. Best ever is a 95. Last night was an okay night of sleep. So I think it was a 72. But it just allows you to get immediate feedback. I mean, you wake up in the morning and you can look at your app and you can see how deep of sleep you are, how long you're in REM sleep, or just all the different variables that allow you to directly correlate that to your daily performance and how you're feeling the next day. And then the app also gives you feedback about maybe you should sleep more or get some more rest, put your phone down. So as being a professional and being in the NFL, I'm sure all the guys across the league are just trying to find their competitive edge. Mm-hmm. And my bed and Sleep Number has just always been that for me.
Yeah, everybody's trying to find that edge, but not everybody's getting paid because they, you know, by a company that's actually
helping them find that edge.
Exactly. It was talking to Dak Prescott. Dak is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. A couple of Pro Bowls already. You go back to his first year, the 2016 AP Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now, when that's what was so jarring to see you go down. I hate that I keep referencing that, but this is a bridge to a positive. You know, before the injury, you played every snap, but you played every game for sure. You played 16, 16, 16, and 16 when he took over for Tony in 2016. And, you know, when you're immersed in it snap to snap and day to day, it's probably one perspective you have of the team. But when you miss so much time like you did a year ago, you have a unique perspective of the team. So I ask you this, Dak, with the draft coming up, getting a chance to watch the Cowboys through a different prism a year ago, what do you think the main target should be on you know, night one and night two of the draft? What do you guys need?
Yeah, I mean, we've got some great leaders. We just went and made a defensive change. So I'm trusting, obviously, the front office and the people that do that job. They drafted me, so I believe in those guys and think they know what they're talking about. But obviously, I think it'll be a heavy defensive draft for us. And, I mean, you just look on the offensive side at the weapons we got, and I think that's why it says go defense. I mean, we've got Amari Cooper. We've got Blake Jarwin coming back from an injury. We've got CD coming in his second year. Michael Gallup, who I think is going to have the biggest year of his career yet. And obviously Zeke is in the backfield. And I just think it's obvious you go defense and we would just make our team better over on that side.
Yeah, you know, and Dak, when you talk about going defense, that in a lot of people's minds and analysts' minds, it balances this team and gives you a chance to be successful. The pressure of being with the star on the side of your helmet and the, you know, the constant, this is the season, this is the year. You know, how hard is that for you all to deal with? Because Cowboys can't be average, right? You can't be mediocre because that's failure. Even if you're above average, it's failure if you don't get deep into the postseason. How challenging is that? And how do you guys push through it and ultimately fulfill that expectation?
Yeah, I mean, it's challenging, but you got to embrace that. I've said before, I think and see pressure as a privilege. I know high expectations create high results. So I only know the Dallas Cowboy way, and that's the only way I want to know is having to come in each and every day and earn it and give it your best because you're expected to win. You're expected to win every game, and you're expected to go, like you said, to go make a deep run. And if you don't do that and go win a championship, it's a fail. So I love it. As I said, pressure is a privilege, and I'm thankful to have it and be the quarterback of this team.
Pressure aside, and we're talking to Dak Prescott, and Teague's right. I mean, you're a quarterback, much like your shortstop for the Yankees. I mean, Jeter went through this. There's just certain spots. If you're a goalie for one of the, maybe the Canadians, one of the big-time teams up in Canada, it just comes with different responsibilities. Star on the Lakers or the Celtics. And we've had, to my knowledge, Teague, you tell me if I'm missing anybody, we've had Roger Staubach on the show a lot. We've had Danny White on the show a lot. We've obviously had Tony Romo on the show a few times. He's our CBS colleague. I don't know if we've had Troy? Probably not, because he's with Fox. But all those guys that were before you, you know, the luminaries, the main guys, I know you know the responsibility of being a Cowboy, but what does it mean specifically to you to be the quarterback of the Cowboys, the lead guy, the main man, the quarterback? What does that mean to you personally?
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing. It's a blessing in the fact that I'm the quarterback of America's team, and I'm in the spotlight that I'm allowed to inspire and share my stories and reach a lot of people that I wouldn't be able to on another team or playing maybe another sport. So I'm thankful for that, honestly. And as well as that, I mean, being able to make amazing connections, talk to you guys, work with great brands like Sleep Number. I mean, it's just endless, the opportunities and the blessings that being a quarterback for this team allows me. And so simple as that.
Yeah. Tell us about your relationship with your head coach. Obviously, he was new last year and your coordinator stayed the same, as we all remember. But Mike McCarthy comes in, success in Green Bay, a championship there. What's been your working relationship with him? And as you head into year number two of the McCarthy era, what is the feel that you're starting to generate around the locker room?
Yeah, me and Coach have a great relationship, and that started last year when he first became the coach, and has grown each and every day, even through the injury and through the time that I missed. I'd say we almost probably got closer in that time, and he's a great coach. And as you said, knowing his history, having a Super Bowl, I mean, we're excited to go into year two. I know last year we had a lot of variables and a lot of things that didn't play in our way, right? Having a new coach, having to go through the COVID, not having the time together. So trying to deal with all that again this offseason, it's a lot of excitement to have that year under our belt together, to know, to have the continuity of a head coach and the offensive coordinator. And really, for the most part on offense, the staff and the players stayed the same. It's a lot of excitement here in Dallas and starting in the locker room.
You know, you talk about the OC being consistent. Kellen Moore, he was the offensive coordinator under Jason Garrett. Now he's the offensive coordinator here. But Mike McCarthy, he made his wares as a play caller. Do you envision him getting involved in any way in play calling in the future?
I mean, I'm sure he helps Kellen. I know they work hand in hand, but this is Kellen's job. That's Kellen's duties, is an obligation, is to be the play caller. And I don't see that changing. Kellen doesn't. How about it? We've got a great relationship. And I just think the offense is continuing growing, and it's going to take another step again this year.
Mm-hmm. We're told a 2-time Pro Bowler, Dak Prescott. You know, Dak, if I'm not mistaken, the first game that you played was in the Coliseum against the Rams in a preseason game, right? Wasn't that your first game as a pro?
That was first time wearing the star.
Okay. And I remember Tiki, I was watching that, and I remember Tiki and I talking about that, obviously not knowing that, you know, you would morph into this kind of a player with this kind of a resume so quickly. But the one thing that, and it doesn't happen like this for too many players, it looked, and I'm sure it wasn't, but it looked like it was a little easy for you early. Did it feel easy the way it looked early?
You know, going at the time, I wouldn't say that, but going back and going into my sixth year now and just looking at all the different years and the way they played out, my rookie year was an anomaly. Everything was working, from the run game to the action game to the drop back. And I had Linehan, as you said, was the coordinator at the time, and he used to tell me almost after every game, hey, the NFL's not like this. It's not always like this. And I say, well, yeah, that's not with me at the quarterback. But then I got into year two and year three, and I understood exactly what Coach Linehan meant. And, the game's tough. The game's tough every Sunday or Monday or whenever you're playing. And my rookie year was different. It was a little easier than I'd say it actually is.
Yeah, it helped. It helps when Zeke Elliott leads the league in rushing, and you can turn around and hand it off a lot of times as well. Look, you're here with Sleep Number, and Sleep Number is a partner with the NFL. And as a result of that, you got to chat with a couple of these guys that we've been obsessed with over the last couple of months. Mac Jones, obviously national champion from Alabama, and Trey Lance from North Dakota State. What was your conversation like with them? I know you were talking about rest and you know, the importance of rest and not going out and doing crazy stuff at night. But what was the conversation with these two young players who were about to live their dream and try to take the next step like you did?
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed. As you said, we talked a lot about sleep and just the wellness and our competitive edge coming into the league. And those are guys that take sleep serious. They take they've been sleeping on Sleep Number beds, and they take just the rest, the recovery, and that whole aspect of the game very serious. And that's truly important for a young guy coming into the NFL. So that was a lot of our discussions about things like that, how to recover after a game. But I was impressed just how sharp those two guys were, speaking to them individually. learning a little bit about Trey, his background, where he's from, how smart he was, and then just Mac, just the competitor he is, and talking to him about the SEC days. It was fun and exciting, and the league's getting two great young quarterbacks.
Did they sound nervous about the draft, or are they pretty confident with where they might go and their emotions right now?
I think they were excited. I don't know if they're necessarily confident in where they were going. I asked. I tried to get some insight. Knowing me not being a first round quarterback, I was asking how that was, if they knew they were going somewhere. But they're very excited, but they have no idea.
And by the way, Dak, as we know, and I mentioned my wife is and my family, the other side of my family is from Dallas. We all know everything's bigger in Dallas. Everything's bigger in Texas. Is Dallas big enough for Luka and Dak? I mean, that's two big stars, man. I have Luka and Dak. I don't know.
It's plenty big enough. And Zeke, Amari, and the rest of the Mavs, too, and we get the Rangers in there. Plenty big enough.
Look at him. What a team guy. That's why he's a special. He automatically deflects.
Hey, well, except for the two games a year that you're playing my team, Dak, congratulations and good luck to you. Obviously, you're very easy to root for. Congrats on the new deal, as we mentioned multiple times.
Yes.
And great partnership with Sleep Number. I know they're doing a lot of good work for the league that I used to play for and that you currently are in. So, good luck. Good job, man. Keep it up.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.